How to get real estate leads without cold calling. I literally just got that question from a friend of mine on the phone right now. So I decided, hey, listen, if I can help him, I can help all of you with the answers to this question right now on the Inside BS Show. Hi, it's Dave Lorenzo. This is the show that takes you inside business strategy. It's the Inside BS Show. And today we're answering the question, how to get real estate leads without cold calling. So I've got five ways you can get real estate leads without cold calling. And then the sixth way I'm going to share with you is a method I've used with my friends who work in real estate all over the United States. That's right, the sixth method I'm going to share with you today. I'll tell you a story about it and how it makes life easier for really smart realtors. And very few realtors are doing this. So if you're watching this video right now and you go through the five steps with me, when you get to step number six, you're going to be like, man, I wish there was an easier way to do this. Step six is the easy way. Stay with me to the end of the video. Thanks for joining me today. We're going to get into the five steps right now. Step number one, how to get real estate leads without cold calling is become famous in a market niche or in a geographic area. So if you live in, let's say, Pinecrest, Florida, you should become famous in Pinecrest, Florida as the best realtor for listing your home for sale as quickly and at the highest possible price. You have to become famous somewhere. So if it's not that you're going to become famous in a geographic area, become famous in a market niche. So maybe you want to be the person who helps business executives sell their home quickly when they have to relocate. Or maybe you want to be the person who sells police officer homes very, very quickly at the highest possible price. You have to differentiate yourself from everyone else who does what you do. And you can do it by focusing on the people that you serve, tailoring your marketing to those people. I'm not saying that you focus your real estate practice or your real estate business or your real estate brokerage on these people exclusively. But in your marketing, you talk to people in a specific geographic area first. You talk to people in a focused market niche first, and you use their language. You connect with them so that they believe you understand them better than anyone else. Focusing on a market niche or a geography will endear you. It will create an affinity between the people who live in that market and you, and they will think that you're the only person to call. The example that I give all the time when I speak from the stage or when I do videos or educational seminars like this is here in West Kendall, Florida, where my home is. There's a realtor. I only know her first name. Her name is Carmona. And she is a realtor whose image is ubiquitous. We get mailings from her at least once a month. Every home that she lists has a big sign with her picture on it. She has taken over every billboard within a 5-square-mile area that she covers. She has bus benches. She sends out all of her listings each month to everyone in the neighborhood. When you're going to go list your home, if you live in this neighborhood, you have no other choice. She's the person who knows the neighborhood best. She can get you the best possible price. You need to do the same thing. Become famous in a market niche or a geographic area. That's step one. Step number two, do educational seminars for your referral sources. If you get business from attorneys, teach them about real estate. If you get business from mortgage brokers, teach them about real estate. You get business from CPAs, teach them about real estate. Anyone who could potentially refer you business, you should be hosting monthly seminars. Now look, if you can't get everyone together in a room for whatever reason, do them online. Offer incredible value. Update people on what's going on in the market. Teach them about how to punch their home up, make their home nicer, get it ready for sale. If you host educational seminars for the referral sources in your community, you will become known as an expert and it will differentiate you from the 18,000 or 20,000 other realtors in your area. Step number three, You heard me talk about this when I talked about Carmona. Newsletters. You need to do a weekly email newsletter and a monthly print newsletter. And in those newsletters, you need to highlight sales that you've made, homes that you sold above list price, homes that you sold faster, homes that you sold as pocket listings. They didn't even go on the market and you were able to sell the house because you know the market so well. You know where all the buyers are located. These weekly newsletters that go out via email and the monthly print newsletters are phenomenal because they keep your name and your face in front of people who are going to list their homes and people who want to buy homes. People are really into real estate. Even if they're not planning on selling their home for 5 years, they want to know what the market value is. They want to know what's going on in the neighborhood. They want to know what's going on in the community. This is a huge opportunity that most realtors miss. The email newsletter costs you next to nothing. The print newsletter is going to cost you $1 or $1.25 per copy to send out. But every time you send it out, you'll get one or two listings. Think about what those one or two listings are worth. If you spend $3,000 on your monthly print newsletter and you get a listing and that listing sells and it earns you $10,000 or $15,000, was that $3,000 investment worth it? You bet it was. Newsletters are phenomenal. You should be doing weekly email newsletters and monthly print newsletters. The fourth step to getting real estate leads without cold calling is to offer home evaluations. You should send out, as part of your email newsletter and as part of your print newsletter, the opportunity to go to a home and evaluate it for the homeowner. You can give the homeowner things they can do to increase the value. So if people are thinking of selling their home in 6 months or a year, they can have you come in, invite you over. You'll do the home evaluation. You'll complete a checklist, a form. You'll hand it to them, keep a copy for yourself, and you'll tell them what to do in order to get their home ready for sale. These evaluations are simple for you to do, and it gives you face time with someone who's going to be selling their home eventually. That's why they had you over. They're thinking about it. So instead of cold calling people or going out and asking people to list their homes with you, say, listen, if you're thinking of selling your home in the next 12 months, give me a call. I'll come over and do an evaluation and we'll figure out together how you can get highest value for your home based on the market and based on some improvements you can make. I want you to start thinking about this 12 months in advance so you can get the highest price a year from now. And while you're there, you never know. You may be able to talk them into selling their home right now and listing it with you. You may walk out of that home evaluation with a listing and not just with an opportunity to follow up later. These home evaluations are great opportunities to get in front of people who will eventually list their home. They should do it with you. You need to stay in touch afterwards, but focusing on the home evaluations is a fantastic way to get real estate leads without cold calling. The fifth step to getting real estate leads without cold calling is taking a high-profile position in your kid's school, taking a high-profile position in the community, maybe at a Rotary Club or a Chamber of Commerce, and taking a high-profile position in a local charitable organization. The entire key to you getting great real estate listings without cold calling is to be known in the community. And it's not just good enough to send out the monthly email newsletter by mail and the weekly email newsletter by print. It's not just good enough to do the home evaluations. It's not good enough to become famous in the market niche by putting your face in every billboard in the community if you can afford to do that. You also have to be seen giving back to the community. You have to be seen in a leadership role in the community. When people see you in a leadership role in the community, it'll be a natural thing for them to want to give you the listing for their home. You've got to be out in the community and dedicated to it. If you're focused on a specific geographic area, make sure you're seen as a leader in that geographic area. All right, we're up to the bonus tip now, the bonus step. That's step six. I promised you a story to go along with it. Years ago, I worked with a real estate agent in New York City. And that's probably one of the most competitive real estate markets in the world. And this person wanted to differentiate herself from everyone else who does what she does. Now, the good news is that she happened to speak Mandarin, and there's a large Chinese community in New York, and they have the money to invest in homes, and they really are focused on getting the maximum value for their home, and they see it as a long-term investment. So what we were able to do is we were able to create an entire system for her. And that system mirrors the revenue roadmap that I have right now as a free gift for you. So if you want my free gift that my client in New York used to become the dominant Mandarin-speaking realtor in all of New York City, that's right, she became the dominant realtor in New York City for Mandarin listings. If you want to become dominant in your market niche, I encourage you, download my revenue roadmap guide right now. Just go down into the description. You'll see a link there. It says free gift from Dave. Below that, revenueroadmapguide.com. That's the website. Go there, enter your information. You'll automatically be taken to a page where you can download this guide. This is your step-by-step system that delivers leads directly to you. You can take my system, answer the questions at the end of the guide, and it will customize the system for you. You don't need to do anything else. And if you want to learn how to grow your business without cold calling, watch the next 5 or 6 videos in this series. All you got to do now, you see the video popping up below me right there. All you got to do is go down below me, click on that video right now, and you'll watch the next video in the series. Get your revenue roadmap guide, watch the next video. I'll see you in our next video.